Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Jim Robb of the LLIC joining us. We're back with Jim in just a moment.
There's a fire burning inside of me, a passion, and that passion is the FFA.
Bart Fisher was an FFA star, the star farmer of Oklahoma in 1998. And today, he's the chief economist of the U.S. House Agriculture Committee.
I believe in the future of agriculture.
I remember back to my freshman year starting out with the FFA Creed contest, how incredibly nervous I was walking into a room where the only four people were three judges and myself, and remembering how nervous I was then.
I believe in leadership from ourselves and respect from others.
And that 4 years of going through those speech contests, getting, you know, building my confidence, getting used to being in front of crowds was an absolutely invaluable experience so that today you can stand up in front of, you know, huge crowds talking about farm policy.
These words about Oklahoma FFA, a service of Sandridge Energy, the power of us.
FFA is a spark ready to burn brightly.
FFA, I believe.
Dr. Jim Robb is the director of the Livestock Market Information Center. They work with land grants around the country looking at livestock market outlook. And Jim, on the long line with Eric Atkinson at Agriculture Today at the beginning of this week, talking about where we are right now in these cattle markets. We are at record levels, whether you're talking about fed cattle markets or the feeder cattle markets. And fed cattle markets did decline a little bit this last week. And Dr. Robb says, as much as anything, that's an acknowledgement that we've got a lot of red ink right now flowing in these closeouts of feedlots. They're just deeply in the red.
I think that's exactly what's going on. We did have a week-to-week softness in the box beef cutout, so that would make four consecutive weeks. But as we moved through last week, the box beef market actually got stronger on rather adequate volume. In fact, volume that was maybe even a little bit stronger than we would expect on the week before Easter. So that was a little bit of good news. It looks like some of the falling or eroding in the box beef market, down fully $20 per hundredweight from its peak on a weekly basis, seems like that's about run its course, and maybe some of the temporary softness in the fed cattle market will do the same. But again, as you mentioned, the packer margins remain deep in the red, so they'll remain cautious buyers also.
As for feeder and stocker cattle, kind of sideways right now, but we're working at a higher plateau than we've ever been at before.
We don't see enormous erosion of prices as we move through this year, but still a lot of uncertainty. We haven't really planted the corn crop yet. We really don't know how pasture and range conditions will be nationwide. So there is some reason to be a little bit cautious, but again, as you said, we're being cautious from record high levels.
Dr. Robb mentions pasture range conditions, which aren't looking too good right now, either on the West Coast in California or here in the Southern Plains, for that matter, because of drought conditions. And that is the wild card right now, it seems like. Drought could basically dictate how much demand at the end of the day are out there for grass cattle, in other words, stocker cattle that'll be out on pasture here in the spring and summer months.
Certainly. I think we've seen some of that in the feeder cattle auction markets over the last 2 weeks. In contrast to the northern plains, where we're still looking ahead to the grass green-up season, and we certainly have some difficult conditions in major parts of the southern plains. And then we're still having impacts across the system from the western states, including California, and the drought that's out there. So there is plenty of uncertainty, and I think some of that is actually spilling over into fed cattle markets, especially if we look at the cattle on feed report estimates. There are several wild cards out there that people are trying to get their arms around that are driving the market.
And next time on the Beef Buzz, we'll get into a preview of that cattle on feed report with Dr. Robb. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Hey, cattle producers, it's the annual Grass Time Sale of Express Ranches coming up Friday, April 25th at 11 a.m. at the ranch, Yukon, Oklahoma. They'll be selling 500 head and featuring 150 Angus bulls, 125 registered Angus pairs, and a lot more. For details, you can go to expressranches.com and download the sale catalog. That's expressranches.com. For more information, you can give them a call at 405-350-0044. Express Ranches, Grass Time Sale, April 25th. That's your Beef Buzz. Have a good day, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.